You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
It's 11:34 on Zoomer Radio. Got some good news, I think. Very encouraging news. Canada is going to see unprecedented boom in new businesses in the coming decade. Right now, apparently, right now, more than 500,000 entrepreneurs are in the process of establishing their own businesses in Canada. With more on that, we're joined on the line by Benjamin Tall. He's Deputy Chief Economist with the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce. Benjamin, thank you very much for being with us on Zoomer Radio.
It's a pleasure.
This really is good news, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Depends how you look at it. Listen, people have been very cynical about previous booms in self-employment because they say basically a self-employed is basically an unemployed that is trying to do something. And it was the case, quite frankly, in 1991 and even in 2001 in the jobless recovery of the 1990s. We have seen a significant increase in self-employment, but it was really people who were forced into self-employment because of lack of alternatives.
It was another way of saying you're unemployed, yeah.
That's exactly it. Yeah. I suggest that the current situation is a bit different. It seems that no less than 80% of people who start their own business now are choosing to do so. They are not forced to do so. This is a choice. And if you choose to do something, the likelihood of success is probably higher. So that's why I'm encouraged by the recent trend. Again, we haven't seen this surge of self-employment yet. I think it's coming over the next decade.
Well, that 80%, then they're really committed. They're not simply reacting to the fact they got fired or something of that nature or laid off. They really, I guess the indicator would be maybe they've really got a plan to make it a success.
Exactly. And I think that there are many reasons why they choose to do so and why I believe many more will do it over the next 10 years. One reason is simply demographics. We know that the average age of self-employed is roughly 45. And we know that many of them are starting their own business and they choose to do so. Why? Because they have the know-how, they are familiar with the market, they were able to save some money so they can inject this money into the business, and they have this network of connections that actually will help them to establish the business in the early stages of the operation. So all those factors are actually leading to a significant increase in the propensity of older Canadians, namely baby boomers, to start their own business. This is something that we haven't seen before.
Well, and that's the encouraging section I'm looking at in the report. The 50 and over age group, we call them Zoomers around here, as you probably know. The Zoomers are the fastest growing segment of the new business.
Exactly. There are two reasons. First of all, we know it's the fastest growing segment of the population. You know, baby boomers. We know the story. But it's more than that. It's not just more people becoming 50 and over. It's the propensity to become self-employed is rising. Namely, if you take a 50-year-old person now and compare it to a 50-year-old 15 or 20 years ago, today this person is 25% more likely to start their own business. So the probability of starting their own business is actually higher among boomers today.
And why? Have you been able to figure out why?
The short answer is technology. I think that the very existence of the internet, email, the ability to market yourself, the ability to do market research from your basement or from your office is crucial. And baby boomers are not afraid of technology. They're actually using it. And that's one of the most important factors that will make the difference between, you know, working in a corporation or working for yourself. The very existence of the internet, cheap technology that is getting cheaper and cheaper on a daily basis, makes it easier for people to start their own business and actually service those large companies. So I don't see a situation in which you know, small businesses will be competing with large businesses. They will be working together. And that's another reason, and that's outsourcing. We see a significant amount of outsourcing coming from corporations and large businesses. And guess who's taking it?
Well, yeah, be those same entrepreneurs we're talking about.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. So there's a market there, and Zoomers and boomers are taking advantage of it. What kind of work, then, are we talking about? Or what kind of service are these entrepreneurs providing?
Well, first of all, a lot of it is specialized services because, you know, boomers or zoomers are getting older. They're getting a little bit more spoiled. They have the disposable income. What they want is actually specialized services, something that large companies are not flexible enough to provide, but small companies are flexible enough to do.
Flexible and nimble, I would think, right?
That's exactly it. And they are more aware of those services because many of them are run by baby boomers.
Yeah.
So that's really the case. And that's clearly a trend that we are seeing. Another interesting trend, by the way, is immigration. We see a significant increase in the number of new immigrants, especially people over the age of 40. Mm-hmm. And we see a situation in which no less than 20% of new immigrants start their own business. Many of them are dealing with their country of origin in terms of import, exports, and doing other things. That's another factor. In terms of sectors, education is big, namely providing services to teachers, to software designed to help children to learn. That's one thing. The health sector is generating many self-employment jobs. Again, not a big surprise. We see hospitals outsourcing activity in order to cut costs. Another big opportunity.
What kind? Give me an example. Do you know, have an example or two when you talk about hospitals outsourcing? Outsourcing what in particular?
Well, for example, first of all, education. Let me start with education. And then we'll
all right, okay. All
education
right.
is really a lot of software activity. In terms of hospitals, we see, for example, a lot of the maintenance activity is actually being outsourced to small companies. That's one big example in the hospital situation.
And I suppose there are a myriad of other businesses when you get down into the details of who's doing what as
many,
well, right? Could be anything, really.
Exactly. I see a lot of research, for example. Research that goes into hospitals, feeds into hospitals and other elements of the economy. Small businesses are starting it. They're actually being helped by those outsourcing activities, and they're promoting activity in the small business sector. That's why I'm so optimistic about the future trend of self-employment in this country.
Do you think that Canadians, the older Canadians who are getting involved in this kind of entrepreneurship, that they have a better chance of making a success of it than younger people who might be trying the same thing?
Yes, absolutely. It's very interesting. If you look at self-employment among young people, it's rising, it's relatively strong, but I'm not too excited about it because I know that they enter and then they exit. They enter and they exit. Why? They don't have the know-how, they don't have the money, they don't have the network connection. You know, they're optimistic, and that's clearly a good thing because usually young people, by nature, are optimistic. But also, if you start your own business, you must be optimistic in by nature.
You have to be, don't you?
Otherwise, don't bother. So they're very optimistic. Sometimes, unfortunately, too optimistic. So the exit rate, namely the failure rate among young Canadians, is higher, but that's okay. That's okay. That's the way you learn. That's the way you start a business. And I think that we should basically encourage that. There's nothing wrong with that because you fail once or twice. The third time, you'll do it right.
Well, but I understand that the failure rate with younger entrepreneurs is greater. But having said that, failure rate even for Zoomers and Boomers is still pretty high, isn't it?
Yes, it is high.
Yeah.
You start your own business and you take risk. And again, by definition, you you want to take risk if you really want to start your own business. And, you know, many of them, I will say, among older Canadians, roughly 40% to 35 to 40% will not make it over 5 years, the 5-year mark. This is much better than younger Canadians. But the interesting story, and that's something that I was surprised by, is that 70% of self-employment is starting by men, not women.
By 70%. Men, yeah.
The interesting story is that women, only 30%, they are much more selective. And when they start their own business, their likelihood of success is almost double the one that you see among men. So that's very interesting information that I was surprised by. basically, women are much more selective, but when they enter, they are there and they succeed in a much higher rate.
Well, maybe that means the women are planning their moves a little more carefully, and the men, in some cases, may be starting businesses where no real effective business exists. You know
that,
what I mean?
That's one explanation, and I think that has to do a lot with reality. It's amazing. You know, there is no mistake here. You look at the numbers, it's black and white. The success rate among women is much higher.
What kind of a person does it take to get involved in that kind of work? In your own estimation, you've looked at all these figures
and studied it. There are a few factors here. One is that if you are a young person, many of them are extremely cynical about the future, namely cynical about corporate culture and cynical about the pension plan. And none of them believe that there will be a pension plan for them. They're also a generation that really want to rely on themselves. So their trend reflects really a high level of not believing in the system the way it is and really relying on themselves.
Yeah.
That's one element. The older Canadians, those are basically people who wanted to be their own boss 10 or 20 years ago and were not able to because they simply didn't have the know-how and they didn't have the technology and the ability to compete with the big guys. So I suggest what we are seeing now is many closet self-employed getting out of the closet because they really believe that they can do it. And guess what? Many of them will continue to serve their own company. Namely, they will continue their relationship
with
the company, but simply as self-employed. And guess what? The tax element is much better.
No kidding. Benjamin Tall is with me. He's the deputy chief economist at the CIBC, talking about this report on the growing wave of entrepreneurship in Canada. If you have a thought or a question for Benjamin Tall, give us a call at 416-360-0740 or 866-740-4740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
$11.50, my guest is Benjamin Tall, the Deputy Chief Economist for the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, about a CIBC report that talks about the growing wave of entrepreneurship in Canada, particularly among Zoomers and Boomers. I guess, Benjamin, we're seeing a lot of really brave and self-confident people who are doing this, because if you're a Zoomer or Boomer and you've had to put money into your little enterprise to get it off the ground, and you suffer badly financially, you may be at a position in your life when you cannot replace that money.
That's correct. So there is the financial aspect and there is other aspects. Listen, we know on average that those people who start their own business, financially speaking, they are not doing as well as their previous life. Namely, they probably will take a pay cut of 10 to 15% on average, even after you take into account the tax elements.
Right.
However, they are much happier. Much happier. They simply enjoy being their own boss, something that they wanted to do for many years and they were not able to. So now technology and many other market forces are enabling them to do so. So it's not just a question of money. It's a question of how happy you are about your job. And if, you know, every survey that we do, when we talk to those people, they admit that financially it's not as rewarding, but there are much more than money when it comes to starting your own business. You create the business and you can take it wherever you want. And that's something that you cannot do in a corporation in many ways.
Well, and I guess you really can't buy that kind of satisfaction, can you?
That's exactly it. And that's the main reason why people start their own business. It's a big headache, you know. Don't fool yourself. It's a big headache to deal with, the paperwork, to find clients, not knowing if you will get this client next week. In a corporation, you know, it's automatic. But in a small company, you have to create the marketing plan, you have to do everything yourself, and it takes a lot of time and effort. You have to A, love it, and B, enjoy the process. And many of them are finding that they're actually enjoying it.
Well, yeah, there can be adventure in living hand-to-mouth, I guess, can't there?
Well, yes, to an extent. And listen, many of them do well. They're not doing as well as previously, but they do okay. And, you know, with time, it's getting easier. It's getting more automatic, and you know the clients, and the clients know you. So the most difficult period, if you wish, is the first 3 to 4 years. If you basically in business for, let's say, 5 years, you're fine. Then you probably establish yourself. You're not in the market, but you have to adjust yourself all the time. You have to make sure that you don't relax too much, because the advantage of small businesses is their flexibility.
Yeah.
And if you become less flexible, and you start resembling a large company, then you lose your relative advantage.
Here's Keith on the line from Rochester. You have some thoughts on this, Keith.
Government red tape has to get out of the way of business startups. The United States has fallen to 37th in the world in so far as ease of starting up a new business.
Yeah.
Canada is now definitely ahead of us. And secondly, a woman who had spent a decade in Italy is coming back to the States, and she's saying flat out, socialism does not work. So whatever the government, they just have to know to get out of the way, let business people do what they do best, and business startups are so fragile that they will fail if there's a lot of government intrusion.
Yeah, Keith, thank you very much for that. Do you agree with that, Benjamin?
I totally agree.
Yeah.
You know, when we talk to people, clearly in the U.S. and even in Canada, it's difficult. You have to deal with all kinds of things that really are necessary. You're absolutely right. Where I see government getting involved is by basically helping, especially young, but also people who really want to start their own business, helping them, not just in terms of taxation, but also in terms of guiding them, basically trying to help with some advice, bringing people to help them to set up their shop and see where the focus should be. So there should be some sort of government sponsor, if you wish, workshops to help small businesses, provide them with advice. But you're absolutely right. The red tape is one big headache that even in Canada, people are telling us that it's a huge, huge negative, and we have to get rid of it.
Larger, apparently, in the U.S., at least according to Keith. I don't know.
Yes, the U.S., it's a major issue. Red tape there is a major issue in the U.S.
Nonetheless, this whole trend towards growing entrepreneurship, this is the kind of thing that's really good for an economy, is it not?
Yes. I will say yes, especially in the new economy, because think of it, self-employment, small businesses introduce an element of dynamism to the market. As I said, they are flexible enough. It means that if they are flexible, it means that the economy as a whole is more flexible and therefore moves much more quickly. That's one positive. The negative, if you wish, is productivity. Not that small companies are not productive, but they don't have the scale. So let's assume that you work in a small company and you come up with a brilliant idea that will save time and money. You don't have the scope and the scale to actually take this idea and market it, that it will influence not only your business, but thousands of other businesses and the economy as well. A large company, when it comes up with a new idea, it will impact a much bigger part of the economy. That's a negative. And to an extent, if you look at the productivity gap between the U.S. and Canada, you will see that some of it can be explained by the fact that we have more small businesses in Canada. Again, this is not to say that small businesses are not productive. They're simply that they cannot translate their good ideas into a larger audience.
That's fact, they live in their own world. They may be very productive in their own world, but other people are, large corporations. There wouldn't be any particular connection between that small business trying to offer a few tips to a large corporation on how to increase their productivity. It's two different worlds, right?
That's exactly it. And quite frankly, given the size of our economy, let's assume that you are a small business owner, you started your own business, and you came up with a brilliant idea, something to do, let's say, with technology, okay? Something on the internet, I don't know. Now, I ask you, you're a small company in somewhere in Toronto or in Ontario. You have this brilliant idea. Where are you going to market it? In Canada or in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Yeah? The size of the market is another factor that impacts our productivity, because if you really have a good idea that can impact the economy, you will go south of the border, believe me.
To an economy 10 times the size of ours, of course, right? I say to and deal with an economy 10 times the size of ours.
That's exactly it. That's exactly
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
and the issue is that that's where the money is.
So go where the money is. That's always...
You know what? I was thinking very hard about it. I cannot find a way to change it.
Benjamin Tall, thank you very much for your very instructive advice for us. Thanks a lot.
A pleasure.
All right. Bye for now. Okay, there's Benjamin Tall. He's the Deputy Chief Economist with the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce. Entrepreneurship is on the rise, on the increase in Canada. These new numbers showing 500,000 new businesses starting up this year alone, and that trend continuing for the next 10 years. Does not mean all of those businesses will necessarily be successful, but a lot of Zoomers out there apparently are taking advantage of their life experience and are summoning up their courage and launching their own businesses, and good for them.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.